In the name of the people of Ohio, I now officially open the Ohio Turnpike from the Indiana to the Pennsylvania border. I welcome motorists from all over the country to use this great thoroughfare. To the millions of people from all over this great North American continent who will travel this way in the years to come, as governor of Ohio, I say welcome to the Ohio Turnpike. Men at your posts, remove all barricades. Open the gates and let the traffic flow.
Get the marching band out of the way, Craig, if the cars and the trucks are going.
Governor Frank Lausche there in October of 1955, 60 years ago this month.
Yep, the beginning of October. It took, just under 3 years to get the completion of the Ohio Turnpike. And joining us this morning is the Executive Director of the Ohio Turnpike Commission, Randy Cole. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Well, great. Happy anniversary. How is the road 60 years plus later?
Well, it's aging a little bit. But we're doing our best to keep it up, keep it maintained the way people expect it. And now we're getting ready to keep it free from snow and ice this winter.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, is it the same thing every year? Just make sure you have enough working equipment and everybody's ready and know what part of the turnpike they need to cover?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little bit of that, although we're always fine-tuning things. We have 100 trucks out there, over 200 drivers, so we're consistently doing training and maintenance on the vehicles. And then we're double-checking and making sure we've got the right salt content, and then pre-treating and making sure we've got that right so it's safe for the drivers and our employees.
Randy, every year we hear about salt prices going up and down. A lot depends, it seems, on the previous winter. What are you looking at for this season?
Well, we're actually a little bit middle of the road. 2 years ago, we hit a peak on the salt prices. Last winter, they came down a little bit, and then they came down a little bit again, but we're nowhere near where we were 3 or 4 years ago. And when you're buying 70,000 tons of it, that price fluctuation hits your budget pretty quickly.
You've had a very busy construction season, too, on the turnpike. Where do things stand as we head into the winter months?
We're in good shape. Right now, we're expecting that all lanes of the turnpike will be open before Thanksgiving, before the Thanksgiving holiday and rush, so that we'll have safe and clear travel through the holidays.
As the turnpike population along the turnpike expands, there's always talk about different new interchanges. Is there a forecast down the line? Do you have kind of long-distance plans about possibility of where, you know, interchanges may end up, or is that something that kind of comes on a year-to-year basis?
Right now, there aren't any plans to add additional interchanges. What we're working on is making sure that technology and our processes and lane assignments allow us to use the existing interchanges and get traffic through them as quickly as possible.
Well, let's talk about that. Easy Pass. How many years has that been in the works right now?
Easy Pass has been around since 2009. Came in right at the end of 2009. It's been fantastic. It saved motorists over $250 million, if you can believe that, over the cash fares. And as I said, because Easy Pass allows us to get through safely and more quickly through the interchanges, it's kept us from having to add additional capacity at the interchanges.
For people who have never used Easy Pass or figured out how does it use, can you explain it to us?
Sure. Well, you can get an Easy Pass online by visiting the Turnpike facilities or through Giant Eagle or their Get-Go locations. You just have to pick up the plastic transponder, register it online or by calling our service center, and then a little account is set up and away you go. You can automatically get through the gates here and across all of the states in the Midwest and the Mid-Atlantic. We're all on the same Easy Pass system to allow for electronic payment of tolls.
And this is kind of you just kind of go through. You don't have to stop and pick up a ticket or stop and say hello to anybody. Just kind of continuing on your way.
Well, you can still wave to our toll collectors and, of course, be careful and watch. You don't have to stop, but you've got to get down to about 10 miles an hour in a toll lane, and then as you work your way through, the gate will automatically lift and on you'll go.
You mentioned how this saves money. How does that work for the consumer?
Well, there are two different toll rates in Ohio. And when the Governor Kasich's Jobs and Transportation Plan was put in place, a discount was given for Easy Pass from the cash rates. So you just save money. But for any local commuters, it's a great deal because for the next 10 years, trips of under 30 miles or less using Easy Pass are frozen at the 2012 rates. So that'll just continue to accrue more and more savings as time goes on.
Randy, the program's been around since 2009, as you mentioned. How has it caught on? Any idea how many people are using it?
Oh, we have millions of people using it. We are right around the tipping point that half of our traffic uses Easy Pass now. Commercial vehicles, the trucks, are up around 70%. So cars, still they're more cash paying and credit card. You can use pay with actual cash with credit card or use Easy Pass on the turnpike. And we're seeing an increase in credit card usage out there. And every year we have more Easy Pass drivers.
Who is it best suited for?
I'd say local commuters. Anyone either making long trips on the turnpike or regular users, commuters, people, students, employees, people traveling for business, salespeople, anyone who's going to have those frequent trips on the turnpike. Or as I said, if even a couple times a year you go and visit, I have friends who go and visit friends in Michigan or family in Pennsylvania. If you're going to drive 100 miles or more on the turnpike, those savings start to add up there too.
I suppose when you also get into other states, because a lot of times we're used to sort of the rates in Ohio, which seem a lot lower a lot of times between Pennsylvania and maybe other states as well. And sometimes you're surprised by you get to the exit and you're thinking, it's how much do I need to pay? So Easy Pass kind of takes a little bit of that anxiety away from it too, I think.
Absolutely. Ohio is one of the lowest cost toll roads. Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, the rates are a little bit higher. But yes, if you've got the Easy Pass, you get the discount in Ohio from our rates. But having that money in the account, you don't have to fumble for change or figure out how to get a toll paid. And in some of the other states, they're going to almost exclusively Easy Pass. The last thing you want to do is get across the border and get into one of the other states and get a violation for not having an Easy Pass because they pick you up on one of their cameras or something.
So you, I was wondering whether that's either a long-range plan, because automation works its way into all sorts of parts of our lives. At some point where Easy Pass may become so commonplace that may be the way we get through a lot of toll roads in the future.
Well, there are some toll roads that are all electronic tolling, or AET as it's called, in other states. Right now, we like the combination because of the type of traffic we have, where we still have so many cash-paying customers and credit card customers that we're not all electronic yet here in Ohio. We're exploring where the technology is, but we take it very seriously. Our toll collectors do a great job. Our customers have a high expectation for great customer service on the turnpike, but we've got to look at what those efficiencies are, what the consumers want the most, but we're being very careful with evaluating the technology. The last thing I want is to buy a beta if VHS is the way everyone goes. So we're looking at what that's an old joke for those of us who remember Betamax and VHS tapes.
I appreciate that old joke. That was a good one there, Randy.
Well, the funny part is they both have been replaced by DVDs, right?
Right. Exactly.
So when you're looking at tens of millions of dollars to invest in toll system changes, you've got to make sure you pick the right technology. And there's a movement towards national interoperability, so it won't just be the Easy Pass states, but across the country we're trying to figure out how people can seamlessly go between toll roads.
Sounds great. Randy Cole with the Ohio Turnpike joining us this morning. Again, the Turnpike just celebrated its 60th anniversary, and it's still going strong. People use it as a great way to get across Ohio, and it helps with transportation and a lot of the trucking and all that sort of industry that needs to move through our state. Randy, thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks.